Well, it's not quite time for dessert yet. We still got some barbecue on our hands here as the Kannapolis Q's wrap up their series here with the Augusta Green Jackets and the series finale on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Cannon City, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Hi, good friends. Welcome into today's broadcast high atop Atrium Health Ballpark on Bally Sports Live, free audio streams, kcballers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, and, of course, our good friends at MILB.TV. I'm your host, as always, bringing you all the action here in Kannapolis. I'm Dan Helody. Peyton Paulette gets the start for the Q's today. The righty from Benton, Arkansas, the former Arkansas Razorback, the number 9 overall prospect in the White Sox system, making his fifth appearance on the season, his fifth start. He's 0-1 with a 2.92 ERA. 6'180-pound righty will get on the bump and begin the game for Kannapolis on the hill. Tyler Collins will lead it off for the Augusta Green Jackets out of the Atlanta Braves organization, who dropped their first game of the series last night. The Q's picking up a come-from-behind 7-4 win as Peyton Paulette delivers the first pitch at 102 here on the East Coast, 102 in Kannapolis, and we are underway. Peyton Paulette with an 0-1 count, working quickly, will offer the pitch. This one's hacked at and missed at 95 for strike two on Tyler Collins. Collins, Tavares, and David McCabe due up in this top of the first inning in the series finale. Paulette working quickly, 0-2. This one's popped up a mile high over everyone's head. Moving to another one at 0-2 for the leadoff batter in Tyler Collins. Again, Paulette, his fifth appearance, fifth start. Turned in his best performance of the season last time out in Carolina. What a start he had as the 0-2 is up and in on Collins. He'll keep it now to 1-2 on the Green Jackets center fielder. Peyton Paulette, again, the number 9 overall prospect in the White Sox organization, a very highly touted righty. 1-2 is outside on a breaking ball, stretching it out wide, trying to get outside on the corner. Couldn't get it, though. Pineda has to dive 2-2 now on Tyler Collins. And Beorius Tavares, a DH today, awaiting on deck as a 2-2 is on the way. This one's lifted high and foul again by Collins. A battle at the plate will continue, 2-2. Again, a beautiful day for baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. In the series finale, a good crowd on hand for Bark in the Park, the final day of Kannapolis Q's weekend. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Peyton Paulette picks up his first punch out of the day. One down. Tyler Collins down on strikes to begin this one. Ambiorius Tavares will step in. As for Tyler Collins, it's the first time he's struck out all week here at Atrium Health Ballpark. He'll take a seat after getting sat down by the righty Peyton Paulette. Tavares today, the DH, will step in. First pitch delivered from the righty Paulette. A breaking ball is low, picked out by Pineda. 1-0 is your count on the Green Jackets' designated hitter. David McCabe, the third baseman, awaiting on deck. 1-0 count, one down. Paulette at seven pitches. Here's the 1-0. This one's lifted in the air, left field, backtracking his joint of Milariano. He looks up on the warning track and will make the grab in left. Will Brooks Baldwin, as it looks like Baldwin is out in left and will make the grab for the out. So now two down, David McCabe's going to step in. It's a fly out into left where Baldwin resides. Baldwin in the lineup as the shortstop, so it looks like a bit of a switch around from the initial starting lineup. Pitches inside and low to McCabe, 1-0 is your count. So McCabe now the third baseman. Tavares flies out into left. 1-0 count, Paulette's offering is inside, move it to now 2-0. 2-0 count on McCabe, third baseman today, a former Charlotte 49er. Jeremy Celedonio waiting on deck. Pitch delivered in low and inside. 3-0 your count. Celedonio, right fielder in the cleanup spot. Bats fourth. He's on deck. Nick Clarno, the catcher, bats fifth. Jair Casanova, left fielder, bats sixth. 3-0 to McCabe. Fastball is inside for ball four. Paulette will issue a four-pitch walk to David McCabe. That is now one on and two down for Jeremy Celedonio. Clarno will step to the plate after Celedonio. And then Casanova, the left fielder. E.J. Exposito, second baseman, bats seventh. Eighth is Mekhi Backstrom, first baseman. And batting ninth is Francisco Floyd, the shortstop. Paulette's pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1 your count. Again, McCabe takes the free pass. So it's the first base runner of the game for the Green Jackets. Paulette, not a huge walks guy. He had three last time out against Carolina with 3 2/3. 0-1 on the way from the righty. A breaking ball inside. 1-1 your count. Defensive setup for Kannapolis today. It looks like it's Brooks Baldwin in left, Cabrera Weaver center, Joanna Villariano in right. As the pitch lifted high and foul, Celedonio with a 1-2 count now. Infield goes Willits, Tapia, Sprinkle, and Elko. Behind the dish is Luis Pineda. So it looks like Drake Logan, who initially was in the starting lineup, has been changed out. They switch the lineup on us up here. 1-2 outside and low. Move it to another 2-2 count. Looks like Pat Leland might have swapped the lineup just before first pitch. I have to go over and talk to the scorers and say, hey, the lineup that I got's wrong. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch from Peyton Paulette. Fastball up and away now. Foot count will run full. So we'll have to see what the lineup is as well. I would assume it's a little different than what initially was put out. Logan was batting seventh. Baldwin in the cleanup spot. 3-2 runner going. Fastball up and in. Ball four back-to-back walks issued now by Peyton Paulette. McCabe goes to second. Celedonio with a free pass to first. It's 2-1 and 2 down. And Nick Clarno is going to step in. As Blake Hickman's now going to have a chat with Peyton Paulette in what looks to be a quick mound visit after two walks, Nick Clarno's going to step in. As now meeting adjourned by Hickman. We'll have two on and two down. Top of the first inning. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, Paulette already working with some base runners. He'll take a peek at second. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball inside corner for a strike. Move it to a 0-1 count on Nick Clarno. Clarno, the former Lenore Rhine Bear, out of D2 in the sack. 0-1 count, Paulette's offering big. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Clarno, a power threat. This week he's done well in his first two games. 2-for-6 at the plate with a home run and 2 RBI. The 1 walk and 1 strikeout as well in the frame. Paulette trying to get out of this half inning unscathed. He's got an 0-2 count on Clarno. 0-2 count, Paulette sets. Here's the pitch. Fastball is outside. 1-2 now. Paulette just 1 strike away from getting out of the inning. Paulette with a look at second. McCabe there. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball outside, check swing. Clarno, did he go? No, says our infield umpire today, and Chris Jenke. Michael Corbett is behind the plate today, calling balls and strikes in today's series finale. Good crowd on hand, a beautiful day at Atrium Health Ballpark, upper 70s, some clouds in the sky. Hopefully we'll dodge some pop-ups later. 2-2 from Paulette. Lifted high and foul, straight back. Count moves to 2-2, we'll keep it there. Paulette trying to get out of this half inning unscathed. He's got 2 on, 2-2 count, 2 down. Here's the pitch to Clarno. Up and in, almost hits him. Count will run full. They're going to call now a hit by pitch. Very late call as Clarno didn't initially react as if he was hit. Nonetheless, they'll call an HBP. So McCabe to third, to second goes Celedonio, and to first goes Nick Clarno on the HBP. So now after getting two quick outs, Peyton Paulette running into some trouble here. He's walked two, and now he's plunked Nick Clarno in the wrist. It's a full count with two down for Jair Casanova. Jair Casanova batting 417 this week. He's got five hits. That pitch is up and in on a 94-mile-an-hour heater. 1-0 your count on Casanova. Five hits, one home run. He's got four RBI. He's got a walk, but he's also struck out four times. Here's the 1-0 from Paulette upstairs, now 2-0. Peyton Paulette last time out, again turned in his best outing of his career. 3 2/3 the hit. No runs, three walks, four punch-outs. 2-0 count. Working out of the wind, here's the pitch. It's inside and low, 3-0. And now probably some concern if you're Kannapolis, as Paulette just is kind of struggling out there in this first inning. 3-0. Fastball upstairs for ball four. That's going to be the third walk of the inning. That's going to send McCabe home. Celedonio to third. Clarno to second. Casanova will take the free pass. And just like that, three walks and a hit by pitch result in a run for the Augusta Green Jackets. And now Pat Leland's going to come out immediately and have a chat. Looks like it's going to be the end of the day for Peyton Paulette as he just runs into some trouble here in the first inning. We'll take a quick break and be right back. New arm on the way. Looks like Emerson Talavera will enter in relief of Paulette here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Well, Peyton Paulette has had his day come to a close here in this top of the first inning as the Augusta Green Jackets pick up a run thanks to three walks and a hit by pitch. Emerson Talavera now in as this first pitch to Exposito is lifted into left. That's going to drop and be a base knock and more. Scoring on the play will be Celedonio, Clarno as well. Now they got him in a pickle in between second and third as the out is made. Casanova tagged out, and that will conclude the inning for the Kannapolis Qs on defense. Celedonio and Clarno score. Casanova is put in a pickle, and that is the third out of the top of the first inning. Just like that, Augusta, though, jumps out to a 3-0 lead, and it's a big-time lead for Augusta in this first inning. Bottom first headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Bottom of the first inning, the Kannapolis Q's already find themselves in a bit of a tight hole here. In this bottom of the first, they trail 3-0 to the Augusta Green Jackets, and they got a tall task on the bump to deal with. It's the 17-year-old Didier Fuentes as the first pitch is delivered. It is outside and low to Sprinkle. 1-0 is your count. It'll be Sprinkle, Camaletti, and Elko due up in this bottom of the first. Pitch delivered by Fuentes. It's up and away. 2-0 now your count on Jordan Sprinkle. Again, not a typo, folks. 17 years of age. The Tolu, Colombia native in Didier Fuentes on the bump. As that one is delivered, it's just a bit outside. Another one will come for Jordan Sprinkle. 2-0 count. Here's the righty's pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1. 6 foot, 170 pounds, 17-year-old. Born June the 17th of 2005, an international free agent signee in 2022 by the Atlanta Braves. 2-1 is in there for a call. Strike 2-2 your count on Jordan Sprinkle. Mario Camaletti, Tim Elko to follow in the order. Bottom of the first, Green Jackets on top early, 3-0. Pitch delivered, chopped towards third. Cleanly played on a backhand by McCabe, and will throw to first, but that throw is Aaron and wild. We'll see what the play is, but Sprinkle is going to reach first base safely. We'll see what the call is, and we'll get the decision. We're going to go base hit for Jordan Sprinkle, so it'll be a single. Perks of having the official score right to your right up here in the broadcast booth. It'll be a base hit for Jordan Sprinkle, and Mario Camaletti will step in. With one on and nobody out. Camaletti playing DH today. Elko, the first baseman, awaiting on deck. First pitch delivered from the righty is upstairs to Camaletti. 1-0 is your count. Mario Camaletti, the Carolina League leader in walks. He's been taking a lot of free passes. He's got 25 on the season. 1-0 count with Sprinkle at first, runner going. Pitches up and into the plate, throwing a second, and a fastball, and they got him at second. Jordan Sprinkle is gunned down on a 2-6 put-out caught stealing. A nice attempt by Sprinkle to try to get up in the base paths, but to no avail as a good fastball from Didier Fuentes is in there at 91. 1-1 count on Camaletti. In 17 years of age is Didier Fuentes. He's one of only five 17-year-olds in affiliated baseball since 2017. And the youngest player since Igui Rosario in 2017 to feature for an affiliated ball club. He turns 18 in June. Again, he's 17 and throws a 93-mile-an-hour heater. Pitch delivered is low and inside to Camaletti. 2-2 now on the Sterling Heights, Michigan native. Setting on the bump is Fuentes. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. He goes down on strikes, does Camaletti. It's the second out of the frame. Camaletti tried to put that into left, out into right field, however, and just did not go his way. Elko will step in. Nobody on and two down. Tim Elko steps in. First baseman today bats third. Brooks Baldwin, the left fielder today, bats fourth. Batting fifth is Bryce Willits, the third baseman. Luis Pineda, catcher, bats sixth. And 7-8-9 is Lyon Tapia, the shortstop. Joanna Bilariano in right. And Cabrera Weaver in center. Pitch swung and a miss on the first pitch seen by Elko. 0-1 now against Didier Fuentes. Fuentes on the year, 0-2 with a ERA at 7.88. Entering today, it was up at 8.22. Pitch low and outside to Elko, 1-1. 0-2 with an 8.22 ERA. Last time out on the 30th against Columbia. Made it just one inning. 1-1 grounded towards first. Backstrom will field it cleanly and step on the bag himself for the out. It's an unconventional 1-2-3 inning for Didier Fuentes on the bump. That'll send things after one into the second inning. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, we'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Thank you. To the second inning we go at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Kannapolis Q's trail 3-0 to the Augusta Green Jackets. It's 8-9-1 due up. Mekhi Backstrom steps in. First pitch is inside from the righty Emerson Talavera. It's a 1-0 count now on the big power bat of Mekhi Backstrom. 1-0, Talavera's offering is just a bit low. Mac to 2-0 now on Backstrom. Emerson Talavera is the second arm used today already by the Q's after Paulette gets chased away in his two-thirds of an inning. Three walks, three hits. And it was not his day at the plate for sure. Pitches inside to Backstrom now 3-0. Talavera enters. He's 0-0 with a 4.70 ERA and 7 2/3 innings pitched. 11 hits, 4 runs, 4 walks, and 8 strikeouts. Opponents bat 324 against him. 3-0 in there for a called strike, 3-1. Inside corner for Mekhi Backstrom. And Francisco Floyd and Tyler Collins to follow in the order against Emerson Talavera. We'll shake off, working from the wind. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Backstrom went after it. Count moves to 3-2. Q's today, of course, in their final game in the black tops, white pants, black caps, green brim with the Kannapolis Q's logo on the top. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swinging and foul tip into the mid of Pineda. Mekhi Backstrom will have a seat on the pine as it's a strikeout for Emerson Talavera for the first out of the second inning. One down, nobody on for Francisco Floyd. Augusta Green Jackets in their green tops with the digital camo piping. Gray pants, all black caps with the Augusta A on the front. First pitch in there to Floyd for a called strike, 0-1. In top of the second inning, Augusta on top 3-0 after getting to Peyton Paulette, the righty. Pitch delivered by Talavera, low and outside. 1-1 on Floyd. Talavera has only gone at most 2 innings in his previous outings. We'll see if he can stretch a few more innings before turning it over in the bullpen for a longer relief guy. Pitch swung and missed. 1-2 now on Floyd. Top of the second inning, 3-0 Augusta on top. 1-2 count. Talavera working quickly. Here's the pitch. Outside and low. Count evens to 2-2 as it gets by Pineda. Floyd, the nine-hole man. Aggressive on the base paths last night. Caught stealing twice. Stole 2 bases. Also was picked off by Troy Klaunch. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Emerson Talavera has picked up back-to-back punch outs to begin this second inning as he gets Backstrom and now Floyd. So nobody on and 2 down. Back to the top of the order we go in Tyler Collins. Tyler Collins was the only strikeout victim of the day for Peyton Paulette. In that top of the first. Talavera's pitch outside. 1-0 on a breaking ball. Again, another nice day, mid-70s, sunny, couple clouds in the sky, of course. Wind blowing slightly out towards right center. 1-0 Collins pops this one up in the infield. Elko under at the first baseman. He's going to look up in the sky, fight the sun, and make the grab for the out. It's a pop out to the first baseman, Elko, for the third out of the second inning. A 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Emerson Talavera. Bottom two headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. 3-0 Augusta from Atrium Health Ballpark. Middle of the order, two up for the Kannapolis Qs. Bottom of the second inning, Brooks Baldwin's going to step in and lead it off here against the Augusta Green Jackets righty and Didier Fuentes, who had himself a decent first inning. Got through three batters with ease. He did allow the one hit by Jordan Sprinkle, as now time called, and they need a first base coach out there due to the Kannapolis Qs. So infield umpire Chris Jenke says, hey, we need someone. Drake Logan steps out of the dugout and will assume the role. Bottom of the second, Baldwin will get the pitch from Fuentes. Fastball is inside for a strike. 0-1 your count. Baldwin has been the baller's best bat this week, batting .381 against the Augusta Green Jackets. 8 hits, 2 doubles, a triple, homer, 6 RBIs. Pitch inside, 1-1 on Baldwin, the left fielder. Bryce Willits and Luis Pineda follow. Bottom of the second, 3-0 Augusta. 1-1 inside. 2-1 on Baldwin. Whiteville, North Carolina native. Former UNCW Seahawk, 2-1. Just a bit low and outside. Fuentes tried to stretch the zone. He couldn't find it. Count moves to now favorable at 3-1. 3-1 on the way is chopped towards the mound by Baldwin. Fuentes will make the play and underhand for the out. It'll be a 1-3 put out for Brooks Baldwin. One out, and now Bryce Willits is going to step in. Willits, the third baseman, will step in after a heck of a night at the plate last night. 3-for-4 with a double, a home run, 2 RBI. Earned player, the star of the game honor last night for his standout performance. Pitch is up and in, 1-0 now on Willits. 6-for-16, a double, a homer, 3 RBIs on the week here against Augusta. 1-0 is just a bit low. A good eye from Willits, 2-0. He's on a 6-game hit streak, an 8-game on-base streak, which is best on the year for Willits. 2-0. And they're just a bit inside now, 3-0. Luis Pineda waiting on deck against the righty, Didier Fuentes on the bump, 3-0. Inside and low for ball four. Bryce Willits will draw a one-out walk here in the second inning. So it's the baller's base runner to begin the second. Luis Pineda steps in, runner on and one down. Pineda, the catcher, will step in with one on and one out. Had the day off yesterday, Troy Claunch and Luis Pineda basically swapping the duties. Fuentes' pitch to Pineda, lifted high and foul down the first base line. 0-1 your count. In bottom of the second, 3-0 Augusta. Kannapolis looking to climb back out of a hole. Fuentes sets, glove of the waist, 0-1. Fouled off again on the right field side. Ends up off of the rails and ends up in the front row of section 104. Lucky fan makes the grab. You sit in the front row and you get the baseball. Not a bad day at the ballpark. 0-2 count. Bottom of the second, Luis Pineda fighting to stay alive at the plate. Lyon Tapia, shortstop, awaiting on deck. Pineda open stance. Here's the pitch from Fuentes. It is in there. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Snuck a fastball by him. Did Didier Fuentes. And he picks up his second strikeout of the day. Pineda now sits down 0-for-1. As now Lyon Tapia is going to step in. One on. And a two down in the frame. Lyon Tapia will step in. Willits at first with a good lead. Fuentes sets, glove at the belly. Pitch delivered, just a bit low and outside. 1-0 is your count. Fuentes working quickly, wasting no time. Oh, checking the runner at first. Did they get Willits at first? No, they didn't. Diving back in and putting some dirt on that jersey is Bryce Willits. So 1-0 count. Bottom of the second, 3-0 Augusta. Kannapolis looking to salvage another game in this series. Tapia will get the pitch on the 1-0. It's inside and low, 2-0. Six balls in a row issued to the plate by Didier Fuentes. After that walk to Willits and then a Pineda strikeout, he's either feast or famine on the bump, it seems. 2-0. Right down Broadway, it's the old broadcaster's curse for a called strike, 2-1. Joanna Del Lariano, who's been one of the better bats in the lineup for Pat Leland on the week, is on deck, 2-1. Line towards first. Backstrom doesn't even have to move a muscle. He makes the grab on the grab for the out. Three outs are now had, so that sends us into the third inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Kannapolis Q's trail the Augusta Green Jackets 3-0. We'll take a quick break and be right back after a few words from our sponsors on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Two, three, four, due up in the order for the Augusta Green Jackets. Top of the third inning, Ambioris Tavares, David McCabe, and Jeremy Celedonio due up. Top three, Augusta on top 3-0 over the Kannapolis Q's in this final game of this six-game stretch. Kannapolis, after this one, will head to Fayetteville to face our good friends in the Woodpeckers down the road in Fayetteville next week. Pitch in there, strike one on Ambioris Tavares from Emerson Talavera. Back out for another inning of action is the righty in relief of Peyton Paulette, who was pulled early from this one. 0-1 on the way from the righty, spins a breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-2. Again, Tavares, McCabe, and Celedonio do up. Tavares, the loud fly out in the left in that first inning. Talavera's 0-2. This one's chopped foul. An emergency swing. Keep it at 0-2. We'll do it again. Talavera's dropped the ERA down to now 4.0. 0-2 count. Nobody out. Top three. Talavera sets. Working quickly. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. He moved it up on him. Did Emerson Talavera. He went a little sidestep. Johnny Cueto style action. And he gets the strikeout to begin the third inning of Ambioris Tavares. One out and David McCabe's going to step in. Haven't seen a move like that in a minute. As Emerson Talavera does the little sidestep shimmy a la our good buddy and Johnny Cueto. Now he'll deliver the first pitch to McCabe. A breaking ball is outside. 1-0 now to the third baseman for the Green Jackets. He drew a walk in the first, ended up scoring as well. Talavera's 1-0. Works from the stretch. Pitch delivered in there for a strike. 1-1. Sneaky work from Emerson Talavera. He's kind of playing around with the delivery. He's working the windup. He's working the stretch. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. McCabe is off balance. Just for the pure factor of Talavera kind of toying with these Augusta batters. Last outing on back a few days ago, two-thirds of an inning, a walk on Thursday night, 1-2. Just a bit low and outside, evens at 2-2 on McCabe. In Carolina, rebounded on the 29th with a clean inning, one hit, a walk, and a strikeout. Talavera hopefully can get a few innings down. 2-2. McCabe lifts this one in the air. Right field pack tracking Laureano on the warning track on the wall. Look up, and it's out of here. Solo homer for David McCabe. He picks up the solo shot with one down in the third inning, and that is another run for the Augusta Green Jackets. McCabe picks up his third home run on the season, a solo shot, and now it's 4-0 Augusta in this top of the third inning. Jeremy Celedonio steps in. Well, David McCabe did that aplenty down the road in Charlotte with the 49ers. Out in Conference USA. Now 4-0 Augusta. Talavera's pitch low and outside. 1-0 your count. Celedonio at the plate. He's got 4 homers on the young season. Batting 152 though. Talavera's 1-0 is low and outside. 2-0. Celedonio last time up drew a walk. Ended up scoring later in the frame as well. 2-0 big swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Green Jackets jump out on top 4-0. They had 4 runs in last night's game on 8 hits. Tonight, they've got 4 runs on just 2 hits. 2-1 inside. 3-1 now on Celedonio. A bit of a different story in this one from last night. Kannapolis just has struggled out of the gate. 3-1. Chop towards third. Willits will come in and make the play. Has to set his feet, fire to first, and it's in time for the out. A 5-3 ground out for Jeremy Celedonio. He's out number 2 of the frame. That'll set things towards Nick Clarno. Nobody on and 2 down. Nick Clarno hit by a pitch in the first inning, scored as well, giving Augusta their third run of the game. It's delivered by the righty up and away. 1-0 on Talavera's opponent in Nick Clarno. 24 years of age, a 6-foot, 205-pound catcher. 1-0 lifted high and foul over everyone's head. 1-1 on Clarno. He's got a home run already this week. Pitch delivered. It's low and outside. 2-1 on Clarno. Jair Casanova waiting on deck. Top of the third. Talavera sets. Augusta on top 4-0. Here's the 2-1. Low one outside. Talavera tried to stretch the zone with a fastball outside and low. Couldn't get there, though. Count runs to 3-1. 3-1 count. Talavera's offering. Low and inside, ball 4. Clarno takes a free pass. It's the second time he's reached base today without a hit. And he'll take a step to first base. Jair Casanova will step in. Casanova will step in, a runner on and 2 down. Clarno with a huge lead at first. Talavera's first pitch. Casanova lifts this one in the air right center. Backtracking after it is Cabrera Weaver on the warning track. Ends up colliding with the wall in triples alley. The right fielder in Logan in Laureano comes over. Throw's going to come in. Scoring on the play is Clarno. And Cabrera Weaver with a huge collision out in the wall. Pat Leland's going to run over as well. They're going to check on Cabrera Weaver as it looks like he's okay. He's telling him to stop. And they don't need to come out. They're all good. Collision made out there. Weaver is okay. Nonetheless, it's a triple for Jair Casanova. And it scores another run for the Augusta Green Jackets. Nick Clarno scores. Casanova with the triple makes it 5-0. Runner on third and 2 down. And now Austin Smith, the trainer, is going to come out regardless of Cabrera Weaver's directions and come have a chat. Weaver trying to recollect himself after a heavy collision with that wall out and right. Again, that center field wall here in Kannapolis, it runs pretty parallel to left center, right center, and then it juts in both ways in that left field berm area where it's 388 in the power alley. It kind of juts in, and then it goes back down the line towards the left field foul pole. Same thing out in right, just not as pronounced. As Cabrera Weaver getting checked on by Leland and Austin Smith, trainers. for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Of course, Austin Smith, Tilly De Leon. E.J. Exposito is due up. No, with a runner on third and two down. 5-0 Augusta on top. Laureano able to corral the ball in a quick manner and get the ball into the infield, keeping Casanova at third. So good work from Joanna Beal. Weaver stays in the game in center after the collision in that jutting right center field wall. Exposito, second baseman, now due up. He had a single in the first inning. Pitch delivered from Talavera in there for a strike, 0-1 count. Just hasn't been a pretty start for Kannapolis on the mound in this one. 5 runs on 3 hits allowed by the Q's pitching staff. Talavera's 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Exposito can't catch up. Challenged him with an upstairs fastball at 89 miles an hour. Again, 5-0 Augusta in this top of the third. It hadn't been too pretty. Talavera sets. Glove of the chest, 0-2. Swung on and grounded towards third. Willits plays it cleanly. He'll set his feet. Fire to first in time for the out. It'll be a 5-3 put out of E.J. Exposito for the third out, but damage is done. Scoring is David McCabe on a solo homer. And then Jair Casanova with an RBI triple hands Augusta a 5-0 lead after 2.5 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll step aside and be right back. And with a quick break and a word from a sponsor here, at the Maulers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Joanna Bill Laureano steps in to lead things off. Bottom of the third in what's been not too pretty a ball game so far for the Kannapolis Q's. They trail 5-0 as Augusta's rattle off 5 runs on 3 hits. On the bump, Didier Fuentes' first pitch in there to Laureano, is outside of 1-0 your count. Exposito, the final batter of the frame for Augusta in that third. Laureano in there now as the leadoff batter. Pitch in there 1-1. On the baller's right fielder, Didier Fuentes in his third inning of action. He's got 2 punch outs along the way. Pitch delivered to Laureano, low and outside, 2-1. He's working at 32 pitches at the moment. Not too shabby an outing so far. If you're Fuentes, you've picked up 2 strikeouts along the way. And 2-1, he's 1 strike away from another one. He picks a called strike up there. 2-2 on Laureano. Weaver and Sprinkle also due up in the frame for the Q's. 2-2. This one's lined up the middle into center for a base hit. Joanna Bill Laureano with another hit. He'll extend his hit streak, and he got as a leadoff single for Kannapolis. One on and nobody out for Cabrera Weaver. Joanna Bill Laureano has turned up a notch here in this series against Augusta. It's his 6th hit on the week. 6-for-13 at the plate against the Green Jackets in a week where he's definitely shown up and shown out. 9-hole man Cabrera Weaver steps in. Runner on and nobody out. Pinch delivered from Fuentes. Slow and outside. 1-0 your count. Again, a 17-year-old Didier Fuentes on the bump. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. Weaver lines this one to the left. That's going to drop and roll all the way to the wall. That's going to be trouble for Augusta. Rounding the second hit of the third is Laureano. He's going to stop there. Cabrera Weaver with his third double in the last about 18 hours or so. He had two last night. He's got one today. Stopping at second is Weaver. Stopping at third is Laureano. Cabrera Weaver extends his doubles lead for this Kannapolis Q's offense. That's his seventh of the season. Two on and nobody out for Jordan Sprinkle. Again, Weaver last night with a pair of doubles, 2 for 4. He's got 7 now on the season. Sprinkle steps in with 2 on in scoring position. First pitch is fouled off, straight back, 0-1 on Jordan Sprinkle, the second baseman. Sprinkle turning around playing second base today for the Kannapolis Q's. Lion Tapia at short. For Pat Leland and the Kannapolis Q's, 0-1. Up and in on Sprinkle, almost hits him on the hands. Count moves to 1-1 on Sprinkle. At third is Laureano, at second is Weaver. And those two have had a really solid weeks of action. Laureano and Weaver are both contributing. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from Fuentes. Outside on a breaking ball, 2-1. First time through the order for Didier Fuentes. 2 innings, 2 strikeouts. He's allowed a trio of hits. It's both sides with 3 hits. Augusta just with 5 runs on the board thanks to some free passes. 2-1. Inside and low to Sprinkle. A close call, but a good one by Michael Corbett. 3-1 now on Jordan Sprinkle. Three-one count. Nobody out. Fuentes sets. Here's the pitch. This one's lined into right field, trailing. Celedonio will make the grab. Tagging up, though, on both bases will be Laureano and Weaver. Laureano's going to score. Ball gets loose. Weaver heads to third. He'll stop there. It'll be a run on the board for Kannapolis. Jordan Sprinkle with a sacrifice fly into right is the first out of the inning. Laureano will score. Weaver to third, and the Q's slice into the lead. It's now 5-1 here in this third inning. Mario Camilleni will get a turn now with a runner on third and one down. Camilleni 0-for-1, a strikeout in the first inning. Single in the first from Jordan Sprinkle. So he's now produced a single and a run batted in on that sack fly. Pitch to Camilleni outside from Fuentes. 1-0 your count. And Didier Fuentes can run into some trouble here and there. He's allowed at least 2 runs in both of his previous 2 outings. 1-0 on the way from the righty, lifted high and foul. Camilleni award with a 1-1 count. Fuentes has allowed runs in every single one of his outings, including 3 last time out against Columbia in just 1 inning. No arms warming for Augusta down the line. 1-1, here's the pitch. Up and in on Camilleni, takes the patient approach, does the lefty bat. 2-1 on Mario. Tim Elko waiting on deck. Bottom of the third. 5-1 your score. Augusta on top. Pitch delivered from Fuentes. This one is lifted in the air in a shallow right. Incoming is Celedonio. Makes a leaping effort, but he can't make the grab. It'll fall. Camilleni's going to head to second. Scoring will be Cabrera Weaver. It'll be a double off the bat of Mario Camilleni. And the Q's climb back into this game. It's 5-2. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, a RBI double off the bat of Super Mario Camilleni. 2 runs have crossed the plate, another one in scoring position. 1 down for Tim Elko. First baseman Elko steps in, runner on second, and 1 down. Bottom third, 5-2 your score. Kannapolis now out hitting Augusta despite trailing by 3 runs. And what's been a weird ball game so far. Fuentes' pitch to Elko is inside and low. 1-0 your count. 78-mile-an-hour breaking ball off the arm of Didier Fuentes. And the native of Colombia. 1-0 count. Camilleni at second. Elko swings on the 1-0. This one's lifted in the air left center. Backtracking is Casanova looking up. Warning track. Wallet's out of here. Nothing sweeter than an Elko bomb as that one launches into left center. It's a two-run shot, and just like that, the Q's are back into this one, making a good return like an old barbecue sauce that you missed years ago. It's back, and it's better than ever. Elko with a two-run blast, and it's 5-4 here. Augusta on top still, but the Q's aren't done yet. Camilleni scores from second. Elko with his seventh home run of the season. 422 feet off the bat of Tim Elko. 100-mile-an-hour exit velocity. That one was tattooed into the power alley in left center. Over the top wall, too. Not the shorter wall by the left field berm. That one went over the tall wall. Over the Arrow Exterminator side in left center. Is now pitching coach in Wes McGuire out to chat with Didier Fuentes, who's allowed four runs in this bottom of the third inning in a wildly entertaining ball game now. Elko with a two-run blast. Sets up Brooks Baldwin. Nobody on and one down. And again, now the Q's just trail by one. First mound visit of the day for Augusta. As Baldwin steps in, the hottest bat of the week so far. Again, the Q's have rattled off four runs in this inning. Pitch delivered on the way for a called strike, a breaking ball, 0-1. Fuentes' ERA climbs to now a 9.90. On the season, Baldwin fouls this one back over my head. Close play there. 0-2 count, Baldwin at the plate. Bryce Willits awaiting on deck. Bottom third, 5-4. Fuentes' pitch is up and away. 1-2. He's working quickly. There is a lefty warming for Augusta down the line. Looks like it's Hayden Harris. 1-2. Up and in on Baldwin. Takes the patient approach. 2-2. Moves your count. Hayden Harris getting loose. The lefty down the line. 2-2 from Fuentes to Baldwin is up and away. Count runs full. A good patient approach by Baldwin, and he draws a full count. 3-2 pitch, lined sharply to second, grounded and scooped on a hop is by Exposito. Throw the first in time for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out for Baldwin, but a high exit velo liner from Baldwin. 104 off the bat of the former Seahawk, and he will take a seat, though, as it's a ground out in the book. Nobody on, and two down for Bryce Willits. Willits with a big day yesterday at the plate. He drew a walk in his first at-bat in the second against Didier Fuentes, who is run into some trouble in his third. First pitch fastball is upstairs. 1-0 your count on the lefty bat. Willits from Orange County, California, an 18th round pick in 2022, as the 1-0 is fouled off of the mask of Clarno. Count moves to 1-1 on Bryce Willits. Luis Pinedo waiting on deck. Bottom of the third, 5-4 your score. Augusta on top, but the Q's are charging back. 1-1 is inside, 2-1. And a busy day for baseball in the Carolina League. All kinds of action going on. We'll get you the out-of-town score look in the fourth, 2-1. Willits lifts this one high and deep. Right field backtracking is the right fielder, Celedonio. It's hooking, and it lands in fair ground, and it is out of here. It's a solo shot from Bryce Willits, and just like that, comeback complete. The Q's have tied things up here in this third inning. It's now 5-5 as Bryce Willits adds his third home run on the season. It's his second home run of the week, and just like that, 5-5 is your score here in the third inning. Well, it looked like it was going to hook foul, but it just kept on traveling and traveling, and finally it landed out in the corner. Just above that 315 sign. And Bryce Willits ties this game at five. And that's obviously enough for Cody Gabella, the manager for the Green Jackets. He's seen enough of Didier Fuentes today. Looks like a new arm on the way for Augusta. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. A quick word from our sponsor as the Green Jackets make a pitching change here in this third inning.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley.
Well, Didier Fuentes is chased out of the ball game by a potent Kannapolis Q's offense. It's 5-5 in the third inning with two down, and Hayden Harris, the new arm on the bump for the Green Jackets, takes over. First pitch to Luis Pineda's inside. 1-0 is your count. Harris, 6 foot, 186-pound, 24-year-old from Augusta, Georgia, a product of Georgia Southern, a free agent signing in 2022 by the Atlanta Braves. He's now on the bump. 1-0 is fouled off by Pineda. 1-1 now on the Q's catcher. 5-5 your score. It's been a flurry of offense for the Q's. They've picked up now 6 hits on the game, including 5 in this inning alone. Pitch delivered. Pineda checks, swings, and goes around. 1-2 now. Harris on the bump, is second appearance of the week. Appeared the other night on Thursday. Earned the save, and he struck out every batter he faced. 6 strikeouts, 2 innings pitched. Looked sharp for sure in that outing. Luis Pineda, 1-2 count. First time up, he struck out looking. 1-2 is up and away. He'll take a patient approach at 2-2. Again, Hayden Harris absolutely shoved the other night. 6 strikeouts in 2 innings, picked up the save. 2-2 count, 2 down, Tapia on deck. Here's the pitch from Harris. This one's chopped towards second, making a play to his left at Exposito. He'll hurry the throw over to first, but he makes the play for the out, a 4-3 ground out. 8 batters step to the plate, 5 pick up a base hit, and the Q's pick up 5 runs in the inning, and they have even this game at, you guessed it, 5-5 here headed to the fourth inning on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. top of the fourth inning in what's been a barn burner, no pun intended, here in the top of the fourth at Atrium Health Ballpark. Manuel Veluz takes over on the bump. It is the new arm for the Kannapolis Q's in this fourth inning after Paulette and Talavera will go the few innings as start off this game, as we'll have a count to start, as looks like Backstrom steps into the plate a little too slowly. Manuel Veluz will deliver the first pitch of his outing. He spins that one in there just a bit low. 1-0 your count until we see a flash of the signs from Michael Corbett. It's a 2-0 count, as it was a ball. Pitch delivered, swung and a miss, now 2-1. It was a pitch clock violation on Manuel Veluz to start off his outing. 2-1 count now on Mekhi Backstrom. Veluz, 6'2", 185-pound, 22-year-old, a free agent signee in 2019 out of San Carlos, Venezuela, is our good buddy in Manuel Veluz. 2-1 lifted high and foul. 2-2 is your count. Emerson Talavera's day is done. He comes in an emergency situation practically, and he does allow two runs and three hits on two and a third innings as the 2-2. Lindner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Mekhi Backstrom goes down looking. Manuel Veluz picks up his first punch out of the day. Sends it to the nine-hole man in Francisco Floyd. Talavera's final line, three hits, two runs, both earned. A walk and three strikeouts. No homers. He does it off 37 pitches. Veloz here in this fourth inning starts his day. First pitch chopped foul by Floyd. It stays foul. Pineda picks it up in foul ground. 0-1 your count on Francisco Floyd. 0-1 count. One down, top of the fourth in a tie game. 5-5 your score. Q's out hitting Augusta 6-3. They picked up five hits in that third inning alone. And it's been a very fun game so far. A lot of back and forth. Floyd lifts this one high and foul on the 0-1. 0-2 as that one lands in the seating bowl. A fan tries to make the grab and fails miserably. That's a bad look. It's all good. Still having a blast at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's easy to have a blast here. 0-2. Low and outside. 1-2. Floyd will take the patient approach with a 1-2 count. Some clouds starting to roll in here at the ballpark. It's not as bright a sunny day, but it is a good temperature day. 1-2 fouled off again by Floyd. 1-2 will keep the count there. Veloz, 1-0 with a 5.79 ERA, 13 and two-thirds innings pitched, 10 strikeouts in 15 hits. Opponents are batting 294. 1-2 lifted in the air center field. After it is Cabrera Weaver. Campson just shy of the warning track and makes the grab for the out. It's a flyout into center for Francisco Floyd. Two down now. Top of the order, and Tyler Collins is due up. Manuel Veloz appeared back on a Tuesday night. 3 1/3, three hits, two runs, two walks, and three punch-outs. Didn't appear at all in the series against Carolina last week. He was supposed to piggyback on that Sunday game. However, there was absolutely zero chance we're going to play that Sunday game. It poured in Zebulon a week ago. Pitch delivered in there for a call strike to Francisco Floyd. 0-1 your count. On the center fielder, Tyler Collins, I should say. Floyd was the last batter retired. Veloz will chop this one, and this one's grounded to short. Tapia makes the play, but no throw. He can't get the ball in a clean fashion. Tyler Collins will have an infield single. It's a two-out base knock for Augusta. Runner on and two down for Ambioris Tavares. Tavares will step in with a runner on and two down. Again, a week ago, the Q's were out in Zebulon against the Carolina Mudcats, and the weather just did not cooperate. It poured over there at Five County Stadium. Turned the field into a little bit of a swimming pool out there. Pitch is in there on the outside corner for a called strike. 0-1 to Ambioris Tavares, who's 0-2 today. A flyout and a strikeout. 0-1, quick check on the runner at first, is not in time. Again, that is Francisco Floyd at first base, who has been very, very erratic in the last few games on the base paths. He's got some speed about him, that's for sure. But something in the scouting report has said, hey, try a pickoff on this guy. 0-1 to Tavares, swing and a miss on a breaking ball, 0-2. Veloz is a strikeout guy. He struck out two in each of his last four outings. This is appearance number five on the season for Manuel Veloz. He was here a little bit last year, shut down the Mudcats in July 4th's game last year. Runner going on the 0-2 inside of the plate, throwing a second. Did they get him? No, ball got loose. It is a stolen base for Tyler Collins. Lion Tapia trying to play it off like he had no idea where the ball was. Manuel Veloz now a runner in scoring position. Now Cody Gabella is going to come have a chat with Tyler Collins. It looks like he's trying to stretch out something in his shoulder, perhaps. Gabella and the trainer in Jesus Aviles will come out and chat with Tyler Collins. And pitches inside of the plate to Tavares, so it's a 1-2 count. Collins moves to second on a stolen base. Runner was going on the play. So it is a runner in scoring position. But a check with the trainer to make sure Collins is all right. Zambiori's Tavares, who this week has been on a tear against the Kannapolis Q's pitching staff. Just this week, Tavares batting .316 here today. Six hits, six RBIs. He has struck out a whopping 10 times, but he's got four extra base hits of his six. A double twice. He's got two doubles, a triple, and a home run. He's walked three times. He has gotten six runs across. One for three in stolen base attempts. As Aviles will return to the dugout for Augusta. Looks like Collins is all good. He is at second. Tavares crowding the plate. Veloz a strike away from getting out of the inning. Collins at second with a good lead. 1-2 from Veloz. This one's chopped foul by Embiores Tavares. Keep the count at 1-2 and we'll do it again. One, two count, two down. Top of the fourth inning, a tie game, 5-5 your score. As it looks like J.R. Ritchie hauled from the dugout to go out there and make the get the foul ball. Velo sets with a 1-2 count, a peek at second. Here's the 1-2. This one's chopped into fair ground. A swinging bunt. Veloz will field side on the first in time for the out. A nice pitcher's fielding position play by Manuel Veloz. A 1-3 putout. Ambiori Tavares now 0-for-3 on his day. So a two-out base hit, and that's all Augusta can pick up here in this top of the fourth inning. Bottom fourth headed your way after a short break on the Q's Baseball Network. Bottom 4-5-5 your score in Kannapolis. Lion Tapia, Joanna Villariano, Cabrera Weaver do up bottom of the fourth in a tie game. 5-5 your score. Hayden Harris back out of the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets as Lion Tapia lines the first pitch left center field. After it is the center fielder Collins. He's not going to get there. Rounding first headed for second is Tapia. He's going to slide in safely. It's a double for the Shortstop Lyon Tapia, lead off this fourth inning. He picks up a double on his name. That's now one on and nobody out for Joanna Bill-Laureano. Well, as mentioned, we've started to see some of the flashes of talent from Lyon Tapia. It's his second double on the season so far. Entering today batting just 081. He hadn't had a good go of it at the plate at all to start his season. Hopefully that is a spark to his production at the plate. As he's at second, Joanna Bill-Laureano steps in. Talk about a guy who's been hot lately. Pitch delivered by Harris inside. 1-0 your count. Laureano a single in the third inning. He scored a run as well. One of five runs to cross the plate for Kannapolis in that third inning. Tapia at second. He's got some speed for sure. 1-0 count. Harris's pitch. Inside corner for a strike. 1-1. Again, Laureano and Weaver to follow in the order here for Pat Leland, the Kannapolis Qs, looking to salvage another victory on this week. Augusta will take the series victory. They've picked up four wins already. The Qs winning last night, though, 7-4 in comeback fashion. 1-1, another breaking ball upstairs, placed perfectly, 1-2. Very technically, this would be a come-from-behind victory if Kannapolis is able to salvage another run or two and hold on. They trailed at 1.5-0. 1-2 from Harris. Inside, and good eye from Laureano. 2-2. Almost hit him in the hands. Weaver waiting on deck. He's got a double in this one. A single from Laureano. And his only at-bat in the third. 2-2 count. Harris with a look at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A strikeout of the book for Hayden Harris. It's his first one of the day. Laureano goes down on strikes. One out. Runner on second for Cabrera Weaver. Cabrera Weaver one for one with a double in today's game back in the third inning. Lyon Tapia is going to break for third. Throw goes to third from Harris, and sliding in at third, he is out. McCabe makes the tag at the third base back, so it'll be a 1-5 picked off caught stealing for Lyon Tapia for the second out. So it goes as a POCS, a POX in my book. Two down, nobody on now for Weaver. First pitch to the plate is inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Again, Lyon Tapia trying to break for third on a sneaky play. Trying to catch Harris off guard. 0-1 count, pitch delivered. Weaver chops this one towards short. Cleanly played by Floyd. He'll set his feet. Fire to first in time for the out. Weaver out on a 6-3 put out, and it's unconventionally a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Hayden Harris. Top of the fifth we go. 5-5 your score here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A quick word from our sponsor. We'll be right back here on the Qs Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
3-4-5 in the order. Due up for the Augusta Green Jackets. David McCabe steps in to lead off the fifth inning. Manuel Veloz returns to the bump. First pitch delivered is outside on a breaking ball. 1-0 is your count on David McCabe. Veloz is on the bump. His second inning of action. He had a clean go of it in his first inning as McCabe chops the 1-0 towards second. Sprinkle fields cleanly and fires to first in time for the out of 4-3 ground out. First out is had. Jeremy Celedonio now due up. Veloz with one hit and one strikeout in his book so far. And a clean outing for the righty from San Carlos, Venezuela. Celedonio steps in. Nobody on and one down. Today he is 0-for-1 and a ground out. He drew a walk as well in that first inning. Veloz's pitch is up and away. 1-0 count on the right fielder, Jeremy Celedonio. Veloz sets, 1-0 pitch. Lifted high and foul. Evens at 1-1 on Celedonio. There are a couple arms warming for Augusta down the line and left. No arms for Kannapolis. As Veloz and the Q's looking to hold on. 1-1. Breaking ball placed perfectly for a strike. 1-2. Beautiful day at Atrium Health Ballpark. The temperature is starting to decrease a little bit. Clouds starting to roll in. And the wind picking up, it's keeping it nice and cool. 1-2. Outside and low, Veloz tries to sneak a breaking ball in. Count moves to 2-2 on Jeremy Celedonio. Nick Clarno, the catcher, waiting on deck. 2-2 count, Veloz's pitch up and in. Count runs full on Celedonio. Full count on the right fielder. One out on the frame. Veloz sets. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for ball four. Close call from Michael Corbett. Nonetheless, it's a one-out walk issue to the right fielder, Jeremy Celedonio. One out and one on, and Nick Clarno steps in. Top of the fifth inning. One out. 5-5 your score. Celedonio, the right fielder. Clarno is at the plate, the catcher. First pitch in the dirt block by Pineda. Pitch gets loose. 1-0 count on Nick Clarno. One down, top five. Veloz sets. Here's the pitch. Inside, Clarno looks like he gets hit again, this time on the belly. He'll take another hit by pitch. He is crowding the plate a little bit. Nonetheless, he takes a free pass issue to second. He is plunked with a pitch from Veloz. Two on and one down for Jair Casanova. Casanova steps in. Slightly open stance. Veloz now with two base runners to deal with here in this frame. First pitch delivered from the righty. Breaking ball is inside. Trying to work it in. 1-0 your count. Casanova, an RBI triple in the third inning. He walked in the first and then was put out on a pickle for the third out of the first inning. Pitch delivered from Veloz. Big swing and miss, a 92-mile-an-hour heater. Couldn't find a way to catch up to it. 1-1. Casanova's reached base both times today. 1-1, Veloz is offering. Outside, Pineda dives and makes the grab. Count moves at 2-1. Veloz sets on the bump, glove at the waist. 2-1. Swung on and lifted high and foul over everyone's head. That'll end up over the seating bowl. Count moves to 2-2. Runner at second is Celedonio. Clarno at first. Veloz would love a ground ball here. Here's a 2-2. This one's chopped foul off the ankle of Jair Casanova. Looks like there is an arm getting loose down the line for Augusta. Looks like it might be Jared Johnson. A Because now Casanova having some trouble putting weight on that foot that he fouls the pitch off of. Getting a check on it is the trainer in Jesus Aviles. One of the two trainers in the team for the Augusta Green Jackets and the Atlanta Braves organization. As Casanova having some trouble again putting that weight on the foot as he'll stay in the game. Slightly open stance for Casanova. 2-2 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Manuel Veloz goes down with the strikeout. It's another one in the book for the righty. Jair Casanova with a swing and a miss. Two down, two on for E.J. Exposito. E.J. Exposito, he gets two on and two down against the righty Veloz. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside, but in there for a called strike, 0-1. Exposito, the second baseman, 1-for-2. Had a ground out last time up, but he did get a single in the first and allowed two RBI. 0-1 count, Veloz will offer. Breaking ball low and outside, even at 1-1. Again, Jared Johnson, the righty, getting loose for Augusta. 1-1 count, two down, pitch on the way. Fastball in there for a strike, 1-2. Mekhi Backstrom, first baseman awaiting. Top of the fifth inning. 5-5 your score. Veloz to the peak at second, a long look at second. Here's the pitch. This one's blooped into right field. Going after it is the right fielder, Laureano. He's not going to get there. It's going to fall. Scoring in the play will be Celedonio. Headed to third will be Clarno. And just like that, Augusta breaks the tie. It's now 6-5 here in this fifth inning. Celedonio scores. Clarno to third, and to first is E.J. Exposito. He's got himself another run batted in on the day. 6-5 your score now. Augusta on top. That'll set up Mekhi Backstrom with runners on the corners and two down. Now a three RBI day for E.J. Exposito. Clarno at third, and first is Exposito. Mekhi Backstrom due up, struck out twice today. First pitch delivered, it's inside, 1-0 your count. Backstrom, the big 6'5 lefty bat with the pink batting gloves. Wearing number 32, he normally wears number 16. And I was told by Nathan Strauss, the voice of the Green Jackets, he forgot his 16 jersey in Augusta. He also forgot his struggles. He lines the 1-0 in the right on a rocket for a base hit. Throw comes in, but it doesn't matter. Clarno will score. To second goes Exposito. Backstrom with an RBI single. 7-5 now. Green Jackets are on top. Two down and two out for Francisco Floyd. Two on and two out. And Blake Hickman's going to come have a chat with Manuel Veloz. He's run into a bit of trouble here in this one as Veloz, a ground out by McCabe to lead it off. And then a walk, a hit-by-pitch, a strikeout. And then back-to-back singles from Exposito and Backstrom have caused him trouble. Nine-hole man Francisco Floyd. Oh for 2 on the day, a strikeout in the second inning, a flyout in the fourth. Again, appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on the broadcast on Bally Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams on kcballers.com, the MILB First Pitch app. As always, Dan Helody bringing you all the action here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. Floyd will step in, 2-1 and 2-out. Here's the pitch from the righty Veloz, check swing. Ball will land in fair play. Pinedo will make the throw over to first, and it is the third out of the inning as it's the lowest hit bat I think I've ever seen. It probably moved about 6 inches in front of home plate. Nonetheless, it's a strike, and it's a fair ball. And then it'll be a 2-3 put out for Francisco Floyd. He's the third out of the frame. That'll conclude matters in the fifth. Bottom of the fifth headed your way. After a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network, 7-5, Augusta now on top here in Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can...
Well, the righty Jared Johnson takes over for the Augusta Green Jackets on the bump. 6'2", 225-pound righty from Tupelo, Mississippi, a Smithville High School product from Mississippi, a 14th-round pick in 2019 by the Atlanta Braves, takes over. First pitch to Jordan Sprinkle is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count from the righty Jared Johnson. 1-1 with a 3.72 ERA. He takes over on the bump in relief of Hayden Harris. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. Sprinkle lifts this one high and foul. Ends up in cannonballer way. 0-2 your count on Sprinkle. Sprinkle, Camiletti, and Tim Elko due up. Bottom of the fifth inning. 7-5. Augusta on top. They rattle off two runs in the fifth. Kannapolis with some work to do. They trail by two. 0-2. Fouled off by Sprinkle. He stays alive. Jared Johnson last time out. On the 30th against Columbia. 2 2/3, two home runs, three hits, three runs, four strikeouts. He did earn the loss. 0-2 count, pitch delivered, swing and a miss. Another strikeout in the book for the Kannapolis Qs. Jordan Sprinkle goes down, swing and a miss, and for the first out of the fifth. One down now for Mario Camiletti. Jared Johnson didn't pitch at all in 2022. He had Tommy John surgery. He did pitch in the Green Jackets' home opener this season out of Smithville High School in Smithville, Mississippi. Signed for just over $250,000 instead of attending Mississippi State. Pitch delivered to Camiletti inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Camiletti the DH, Elko first baseman awaiting on deck. Bottom of the fifth, 7-5, Augusta on top. Setting up is Jared Johnson, 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Low at the plate, 1-1 on Camiletti. 1-for-2 today and a double in the third inning. He did pick up the hit to extend his streak. Johnson sets, glove of the waist, 1-1. Inside, 2-1. Camiletti, of course, the Carolina League leader in walks. He's got 25 on the season, which is tops the Carolina League. 2-1, Johnson sets, pitch delivered. This one's lifted in the air right field. Backtracking Celedonio, drifting towards right center, and makes the grab for the out. A nice play in right center. Camiletti is retired on the flyout. Two down, nobody on for Tim Elko. Tim Elko's going to step in. He had a home run back in the third, a two-run blast that gave Kannapolis some life. Here against Johnson, he'll face off against the righty. Bottom of the fifth, pitch deliver. This one's fouled off straight back. 0-1 count on Elko. Seven home runs on the year. He is now tops the Carolina League. He was tied today with Creed Willems from Delmarva, who's got six. Elko now jumps out ahead. He's got seven. 0-1 count, righty's offering. In there for a strike, 0-2. 97 on the radar gun from the righty, Johnson. Brooks Baldwin awaiting on deck. 0-2 count, bottom of the fifth. 7-5, Augusta on top. Elko, the former Ole Miss Rebel. Lutes, Florida native. Against Jared Johnson, the righty, 0-2. This one's lined sharply towards second. Cleanly played on a bounce by Exposito. Turns around and does a little hokey pokey and throws it to first for the out. A 4-3 ground out. Elko is the third out. It's a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Jerry Johnson. Sends us into the top of the sixth inning after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. 7-5, Augusta on top here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Manuel Veloz back out of the bump. First pitch of the top of the sixth inning is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. To Tyler Collins, the leadoff batter. Collins, Tavares, and David McCabe do up as Augusta on top 7-5 in this one. Collins will lift the pitch into left. Backtracking back there is Baldwin on the warning track. Makes the grab for the out. A fly out into left for Tyler Collins. First out is had. Ambioris Tavares will now step in. Nobody on and one down. Ambioris Tavares today is 0-3, trying to find ways to get on base. One of the top prospects in the Braves organization. He has looked sharp this week, except for today against the Q's. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. 0-1 count, one down. Top of the sixth inning, 7-5, Augusta on top. Velo's working quickly, 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Narati Velo's. The third arm used, definitely the innings eater in this one after Paulette was removed quickly. And then pitching a few short innings was Emerson Talavera. Sixth inning, we are here at Atrium Health Ballpark, 0-2 from the righty. In there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Ambioris Tavares takes a seat. That'll send things towards David McCabe's way with nobody on and two down. Of course, we got a busy day in the Carolina League. We'll take a peek at the out-of-town scores. Top of the third in Delmarva, the Shorebirds and the Carolina Mudcats are scoreless. That's the only other game going on at the moment. Everyone else getting a late start. 3 o'clock start in Salem with Fayetteville and Salem going at it. And then 2 5:05s and a 6:05 start here on this beautiful Sunday. As McCabe lifts his first pitch he sees into left, Baldwin camps under it towards the line and makes the grab for the out here to retire the side for the Augusta Green Jackets. McCabe flies out. He is now a grand total of 1-for-3 on the day. Middle of the sixth, bottom six headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Live from Beechtree Health Ballpark, 7-5 Augusta on top. Brooks Baldwin, Bryce Willits, Luis Pineda due up. Bottom of the sixth inning, Kannapolis trailing 7-5 to the Augusta Green Jackets. Time running out. They still have a little bit of time, though, and they'll look to make things better for them as they trail by 2 to the Augusta Green Jackets. Baldwin steps in. First pitch delivered from the righty. Johnson is just a bit in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count to Baldwin. Baldwin 0-for-2 today. A couple of ground outs in the book for him, the former UNC Wilmington Seahawk. Johnson with the 0-1 pitch delivered is just a bit outside, 1-1. Brooks Baldwin, another hot bat, batting .310. Haven't seen Logan Glass in a few days, another guy that had a hot start. 1-1 count sets up Johnson's pitch. Up and in now, 2-1. Bryce Willits awaiting on deck again. Baldwin, Willits, Pineda against the righty Jared Johnson, who had himself a 1-2-3 inning in his first inning. 2-1s upstairs to Baldwin. 3-1 now your count. Wind blowing out to left field, kind of moving towards right as well. It's kind of a blustery day all of a sudden here in Kannapolis. 7-5 your score, 3-1s upstairs to Baldwin. Ball 4, he'll take his free pass, and he's on base for the first time today. Jared Johnson issues a free pass. He's got his first base runner of the game to deal with. One on and nobody out for Bryce Willits. Again, as mentioned, with the out-of-town scores, 2 5:05 starts, Charleston hosting Lynchburg, and then Columbia hosting Myrtle Beach. A 6:05 start tonight in Fredericksburg, where the Fred Nats host the Down East Wood Ducks. And 3:05, your start time in Salem, where the Fayetteville Woodpeckers are in Salem against the Red Sox. Kannapolis will go to Fayetteville next week. The Sagra Stadium for 6 games. Pitch inside corner for strike 1-0-1. About a 2-hour ride over from Kannapolis. So if you're here in Cannon City and you're able to make the 2-hour ride over, go support the boys on the road. Fayetteville's a cool little ballpark. 0-1 fouled off straight back, 0-2 your count. Won't have any broadcasts for you next week on the Ballers Baseball Network. Everything will be hosted by Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey out in Fayetteville. They'll take good care of you. Great broadcasters out there in the eastern part of North Carolina. 0-2. Willits lines this one into the center. That's going to drop in front of Collins and be a base knock. Baldwin will stop at second. Throw comes in. Doesn't matter. It's a station-to-station base hit for Bryce Willits, who now has a multi-hit game. He all of a sudden just caught fire to end this series. It's a multi-hit game for Willits. Two on and nobody out for Luis Pineda. Baldwin at second. Willits at first. He's got a multi-hit game. The only multi-hit game of the day for Kannapolis thus far. As Pineda steps in with two on, nobody out. As for the Green Jackets, they're headed back home. They will host the Charleston River Dogs in a six-game set. That should be a fun one down in North Augusta, South Carolina. Pitch delivered by Pineda's opponent in Johnson. It's in there on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Kannapolis going to Fayetteville. Augusta going home to play Charleston. It'll be a good week of action next week for these two sides. 0-1 count. Here's the righties offering. Pineda will foul tip this one into the mid of the catcher, Clarno. 0-2 now on Pineda. Pineda 0-2 today. A strikeout and a groundout. Lyant Tapia, the shortstop, awaiting on deck. Count is 0-2. Taking a peek at second is Johnson. Baldwin sets. Here's the pitch. Low at the plate, 1-2. Lyant Tapia waiting on deck. Bottom of the sixth. 1-2 count. Nobody out. 7-5, Augusta on top. Johnson sets. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Does Pineda go around? No, he does not, says Chris Jenke, our infield umpire. Count moves even at 2-2. Michael Corbett behind the plate, calling balls and strikes. Chris Jenke in the base paths. We've had these two for now six games in a row. They've alternated both games in this one. 2-2 count. Johnson's offering. Check swing. Does Pineda go around? Yes, he does, says the home plate umpire in Michael Corbett. That's strike three. It's a swing and a miss strikeout for Luis Pineda. First down had. Two on still for Lyant Tapia. Shortstop Lyant Tapia digs in. He's 1-4-2 today. And a double in the fourth and was picked off caught stealing by Hayden Harris. He lined out in the second to the first baseman, Backstrom. Johnson sets, first pitch on the way. Fastball upstairs in the zone for a strike, 0-1. 0-1 count, one down, bottom of the sixth. Two on for the Q's. Joanna Bill Laureano awaiting on deck. Johnson sets, here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, 0-2. Got a great crowd on hand. Bark in the Park David, a piggy bank giveaway here at Atrium Health Ballpark today. Little piggy banks, of course, themed to the Kannapolis Q's. What a fun weekend this was here in Kannapolis. Jiggy with the piggy wrapping up this weekend. All kinds of fun yesterday. Out beyond center field. 0-2 swing and a miss from Tapia for strike three. Back-to-back punch outs for Jared Johnson on the bum. Two outs, two on still, and Joanna Bill Laureano due up. Joanna Bill Laureano picking the Bad Bunny for the walk-up song. Solid walk-up song. I'll give that one an 8 out of 10. Sets the tone. It's a little bit in your face, kind of like Laureano and his offense lately. He's definitely been one of the impressive bats lately for Pat Leland and the Kannapolis Q's. Today he is 1-for-2 and a single in the third. Pitch delivered from Johnson. It's up and in. 1-0 your count. Laureano has raised the average up to now 255 on the season. Entering the week was at about 214. So he's raised his average about 40 points in this week alone against Augusta. 1-0 from the righty is inside. He wanted to swing at it, did Laureano, but he didn't. 2-0 your count. Of course, Bark in the Park Day. Post-game kids round the bases. It'll be a fun time to check that out. 2-0 count. Two down. Johnson looking to get out of the jam. Here's the pitch from the righty. Laureano hacks and misses. 2-1. Can't catch up to a 95-mile-an-hour heater. Again, 2-1 count. Two down. Cabrera Weaver awaiting on deck. Weaver with a double today, extending his hit streak and taking his seventh double on the week. It's been very impressive to see. 2-1 count, Johnson's pitch. Breaking ball, lower part of the zone for a strike, 2-2. Weaver now with seven doubles on the season. He's the baller's leader. He's taken that by storm. Three doubles in the last 18 hours. 2-1, 2-out, 2-2 count, bottom six. Green Jackets on top, 7-5 over the Q's. Here's Johnson's pitch for Laureano. Up and in, count runs full. And Joannaville gets on base here, would set up a nice at-bat for Cabrera Weaver, who has put two balls into play. Laureano struck out last time up in the fourth inning. Going to change his tides here. 3-2 count. Bagley in the bat, 3-2, as this one's fouled off by Laureano. He didn't lift the bat much at all. Pitch was up and in from Johnson. And he gets just enough of a piece of it to stay alive. Three, two count, two outs. Bottom of the sixth. Big spot here for the Q's. Johnson looks in for the signs. 3-2, runners going. Lifted high and foul again. We'll have to do it again. Baldwin at second, Willits at first. Both breaking on the offering from Johnson now that it's 3-2. Seven to five your score. Q's out hitting the Jackets, 8-6. 3-2 count, two down. Here's the pitch from Johnson. In the dirt ball, four. That'll load the bases here in the sixth inning. Baldwin at third. Willits to second. And it's a walk issue to Joannaville Laureano. He's on base for the second time today. That sets things up for bases loaded and two down for Cabrera Weaver. It's now time called. And Wes McGuire, pitching coach for the Green Jackets, will come out and have a chat with his Roddy and Jared Johnson. No arms warming in the pen for Augusta. Jared Johnson running into some trouble in this sixth inning. He's loaded the bases with two down in the frame. Weaver will step in. He is 1-for-2 today. Grounded out last time up, but he had a double as well. Back in the third inning, ended up scoring in that five-run third, where the Q's even things up. They have not led yet this game, have Kannapolis. With one swing of the bat, Cabrera Weaver certainly could give the Q's the lead. Mound visit adjourned. Two outs, bottom six. 7-5 your score. Johnson on the bump against Cabrera Weaver. Glove sets at the waist for the righty Johnson. Here's the pitch to Weaver. Check swing, he goes around on it, says Michael Corbett. 0-1 your count. Weaver with a check swing. He wanted to hold up, it looks like. However, could not hold back on attempting 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Weaver definitely wanted to go after that one. It looked like an off-speed pitch. There is a righty warming down the line for Augusta. Bottom six, 0-2 count. Jordan Sprinkle awaiting. Bottom six, 0-2 count. Johnson looks in for the signs. Baldwin at third, Willits at second. Laureano is at first. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Weaver goes down on strike swinging and will leave the bases loaded here in the sixth inning. And the Q's still trail 7-5. We'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network and send it into the top of the seventh after a quick break and a word from our sponsors here in Kannapolis. We'll be right back. 7-5, Augusta on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celedonio, Clarno, and Casanova, the three C's, due up for the Augusta Green Jackets. Top of the seventh, we're in the back third of baseball here in the series finale between the Green Jackets and the Q's. First pitch delivered from Manuel Veloz is up and away. 1-0 your count to Jeremy Celedonio. Again, Celedonio, Clarno, and Casanova due up. Veloz is 1-0. Low and inside to Celedonio. Now 2-0 your count. In top seven, Green Jackets on top 7-5 here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the series finale. 2-0 pitch delivered. Broken bad looper towards short. Tapia makes the clean play and makes the grab on the line for the out. It'll be an L6 in the book. Jeremy Celedonio with a broken bat liner. It's the first out and it's the 11th bat we've broken here. And Atrium Health Ballpark, which means now 11 trees donated thanks to Mid-Atlantic Constructioneers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Nick Clarno is going to step in. Nobody on and one down. Again, break a bat, plant a tree, thanks to Mid-Atlantic Structioneers. We've got 11 of those now on the year. First pitch delivered from Veloz. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Spun a breaking ball in there against Clarno. Veloz just shy of 50 pitches. This is pitch number 50. This one's outside, 1-1 on Clarno, the former Lenorine Bear. On the day, Clarno has reached base three times, two hit-by-pitches and two walks. 1-1 inside, 2-1 on the catcher. He is crowding the plate as Clarno. Certainly a present, 6-foot, 205 pounds. 2-1 in there for a strike, 2-2. Veloz offers him a fastball pretty much right down the middle. 2-2 count, one down. Top of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch from Veloz. Just a bit outside. He thought it was ball three. It was ball three. He thought it was strike three. Casanova waiting on deck. 3-2 count, one down. Here's the pitch from the righty. Chopped foul, heads up in the Augusta dugout. Count will remain full. We'll do it again. Shahir Casanova waiting on deck ever so patiently. 3-2 count, one down. Veloz sets, here's the pitch. This one's lifted in the air, center field. Fly ball. Cabrera Weaver backtracks a few steps. Nothing too crazy, though. And he camps under to make the grab for the out for the second out. Two down. Nobody on. Jair Casanova due up. Jair Casanova will step in. Nobody on. Two down. Top of the seventh inning. 7-5. Augusta on top. They put up three runs in the first, two in the third, and two in the fifth. Pitch delivered from Veloz. A broken bat blooper towards second. Jordan Sprinkle makes the play. It's another broken bat here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's 12 on the year as Casanova is the third out of the inning on the soft P4. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Veloz. That sends us into the seventh inning stretch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
To the seventh inning we go, bottom of the seventh. Jordan Sprinkle steps in for the Kannapolis Q's. They trail 7-5 to the Augusta Green Jackets. Jared Johnson returns to the bump for another inning of action. Sprinkle steps in and will get the first pitch. This one's lifted in the air right field. Under it'll be Jeremy Celedonio, and he scamps under to make the grab for the out. First out is had just like that. One pitch, one out. First out had Jordan Sprinkle, now 1-for-4 in the day. Mario Camilletti steps in. He's 1-for-3. Camilletti 1-for-3 to an RBI double in the third inning. As Jared Johnson returns for his third inning of action, he's picked up four strikeouts along the way. He has looked sharp in his four innings of work. Pitch delivered to Camilletti is hacked at and missed for strike 1-0-1. Looks like there is an arm warming for Kannapolis down the line and right. Looks like Cade Meckles perhaps getting loose. Pitch delivered from the righty Johnson shortly. 0-1 count. Glove of the waist, 0-1. Outside, 1-1 now on Mario Camilletti. DH in the order for the Kannapolis Q's in this one. Beautiful day for baseball. Only keeps getting better. 1-1 count, Johnson's pitch. Up and in to Camilletti. 2-1 on the Sterling Heights, Michigan native. Tim Elko waiting on deck. He's got a home run in this one. Camilletti, of course, a Carolina League leader in walks. Always a threat to take the free pass. 2-1. He'll move it to 3-1 with a patient approach. 3-1 count, a one down. Bottom of the seventh. Your score. Johnson's 3-1 is hacked and a miss for strike two. Count runs to 3-2. One down in the inning. Johnson Looking to hold on to it for Augusta on the bum. New arms warming for the Green Jackets. Meckles is warming for Kannapolis. And it looks like Manuel Veloz indeed will see his day come to a close, as it looks like he just walked back into the clubhouse. Looks like to get some treatment, perhaps. 3-2 count, one out. Righty sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. It's another strikeout for Jared Johnson, his fifth of the day. He'll go down swinging and missing for two down. Tim Elko will step in. Nobody on and two down. Elko steps in. Again, nobody on, two down. Bottom of the seventh. Cues have seven outs to work with. They trail by two runs to the Augusta Green Jackets. Pitch delivered from the righty, lifted high and foul. Ends up on Cannonballer Way, 0-1 your count. Elko continuing his reign as the home run king of the Carolina League with seven now on the season. Was named the Carolina League Player of the Month in April for his torrid start to the year. 0-1 count, open stance, pitch delivered. This one's chopped foul, 0-2. Elko, the former Ole Miss Rebel, a Lutz, Florida native, just north of Tampa. Big hockey guy, he's a Tampa Bay Lightning fan. Man knows good hockey. 0-2 count, two down, bottom seven, 7-5 Augusta on top. Brooks Baldwin awaiting on deck. Sets up on the bump, Johnson with the pitch, he delivers it. Fastball up and away, 97 in the radar gun. 1-2 now on Elko. Again, looks like Cade Meckles will take over in the eighth inning on the bump for the Cues. 1-2 count. Johnson sets, working quickly. Here's the pitch. So we're going to chop her foul down the third baseline. That'll end up in the bullpen area for Augusta. Count stays put at 1-2, and we'll do it again. Wind blowing out to left field favors the righty bat of Elko in the righty-righty matchup against Jared Johnson, who's got five punch-outs in 2 2/3. Setting on the bump, 1-2. Fastball is up and away, 2-2. Brooks Baldwin, left fielder, awaiting on deck. Bottom of the seventh inning, a 7-5 ball game at Atrium Health Ballpark. Johnson's 2-2. Elko lines this one in to left for a base knock past the third and shortstop. And to left for his second hit of the game. He's got a multi-hit game with a two-out base knock. A multi-hit game for Elko. He leads the ballers in the category. That'll send Baldwin to the plate. One on and two down. Two down, runner on first in Elko. Johnson's first pitch to Baldwin. This one's lifted high and deep. Right field looking up is Celedonio. That ball is out of here. Just like that, it's another ball game, and we have ourselves a tie game at 7-7. It's a two-run shot for Brooks Baldwin, his second home run of the year. Elko scores, and again, we have a tie game, 7-7. The Cues are back even with Augusta. Baldwin with his second homer on the season. And it hands now a 7-7 game on our hands. Bryce Willits will step in. 406 feet, 105 mile an hour liner off the bat of Brooks Baldwin. Willits digs in, Johnson with the pitch. Willits will lift this one into left center. That's going to drop and be trouble and roll. Cutting it off is Collins, headed to second as Willits. Throw comes in it. Doesn't matter. He slides in safely. Does Bryce Willits. He's got himself a three-hit game again. Back-to-back days with three-hit games for Bryce Willits. He slides in at second safely. And another big inning of offense for the Cues. A go-ahead run now at second for Luis Pineda. This meat of the order, Elko, Baldwin, and Willits, has been dastardly for the Cues in this one. Three home runs, a multitude of base hits. Three of them from Bryce Willits. Pitch swung and a miss on the first one to Pineda. 0-1 your count. Willits with back-to-back three-hit days. Had a three-hit game last night. And he's again a triple shy of the cycle. It's the exact same scenario he had last night. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from Johnson. This one's fouled off straight back by Pineda, 0-2. Willits now has two singles, two doubles, and two home runs in his last two games. And he might have a chance to get a hit again in the ninth inning. If he gets the triple, he'd pull off the cycle, which would be quite entertaining. Lyon Tapio waiting on deck. Bottom of the seventh, a 7-7 ball game. 0-2 count, Johnson sets on the bump. Taking a peek at second is Johnson, 0-2. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Clarno. 1-2, your count on Luis Pineda. Two down. Bottom of the seventh. 7-7 your score. Johnson sends, here's the pitch. Low and inside, 2-2 your count. Pineda taking a patient approach. Game's taking a little bit more time than it has the last few days. We're in the bottom of the seventh, over 2 hours of game action now. I think we'll take it though, as it's a 7-7 game. It's been a wildly entertaining one to watch. 2-2 count, pitch to Pineda, swing and a miss. Johnson gets his sixth punch out of the day. Pineda down on strikes for the third time today. And there's three outs now in the seventh. Headed to the eighth, but damage done. It's a two-run homer from Brooks Baldwin. Makes it a 7-7 game. Top eight headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Annapolis Qs have turned things over to their fourth arm of the day. Cade Meckles takes over on the bump. Former Grand Canyon Roddy, 5'11", 185-pound, 25-year-old, a fourth-round pick in 2020 out of McMinnville, Oregon, is Cade Meckles. He takes over as the fourth arm used today by the Qs. First pitch delivered to E.J. Exposito is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. Meckles takes over for Manuel Veloz, who has himself a nice outing. Meckles will now take a couple of innings here late in this series finale. Top of the eighth, the 0-1 count. Here is the pitch. This one's lined into left. That's going to drop and roll into the corner. Cutting it off will be Brooks Baldwin. Rounding first and stopping there will be A.J. Exposito. A good throw back in by Baldwin. It ends up as a single for Exposito. He's got himself a multi-hit game with now three hits on the day, all singles. One on and nobody out for Mekhi Backstrom. The only multi-hit performance for the Green Jackets today is it's a three-hit day for E.J. Exposito. Mekhi Backstrom will step in. Runner on and nobody out. Meckles enters 0-0 with a 5.14 ERA. Last appearing on Thursday night. One inning, one hit, one run, and one strikeout. Pitch is outside to Backstrom. 1-0 your count. Francesco Floyd awaiting on deck as well. Cade Meckles takes over as the fourth arm used. Mekhi Backstrom wearing number 32. And he forgot his number 16 jersey out in Augusta. Has to rock number 32 all week in the green tops. 1-0 count. Meckles sets. Glove at the chest. 1-0 pitch on the way. Just a bit inside. Just missed. 2-0. Meckles again from McMinnville, Oregon, a Grand Canyon product. Batting 222 against Cade Meckles are all opponents. He's done very well against righties. Lefties have hit him around a little bit at 273. 2-0 is outside. 3-0 your count. Meckles has walked just one batter all year. Back on the 20th against Charleston. The one walk issued. Other than that, he's been a ball and play kind of guy. Not a huge strikeout guy either. 3-0 count. He sets on the bump. Clock ticking down. Pitch delivered. Inside and low, ball four. Just the second walk all year for Cade Meckles. And Mekhi Backstrom takes a free pass. It's two on and now nobody out for Francisco Floyd. As now Luis Pineda is going to come have a chat with Cade Meckles. He's got two on and nobody out. Getting two on in this frame. As Floyd will step in. Manager Pat Leland opting for Meckles, who has appeared just three times here at home. This is his third appearance at home. His first outing didn't go as planned in against Charleston. Two innings with four hits, three runs allowed here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Corners playing in, nobody out, and two on. Pitch delivered, it's inside. 1-0 your count to Floyd. That's five balls in a row from Cade Meckles. Meckles again struggling with a whole bunch of injuries. He's finally made it to low A. Pitch delivered big. Swing and a miss on the 1-0 now, 1-1. Struggled with Tommy John surgery. Pitched in just one game within the White Sox organization entering this year since being drafted. Made a spot appearance and then ended up having to fight some injuries off. 1-1. Lifted high and foul. 1-2 count on Francisco Floyd. He's 0-3 today. A strikeout, a flyout, and a groundout. Top of the eighth inning. A tie ball game. 7-7 your score here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tyler Collins awaiting on deck. Top of the eighth inning. Meckles takes a peek at second. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, and it gets by Pineda. That's going to allow the base runners to move up. Headed to third will be Exposito. Second goes Backstrom. So it'll be a wild pitch for Cade Meckles. So two now in scoring position for Floyd with nobody out. A wild pitch allows the runners to move up. Got by the catcher Pineda. Infield will play in, 2-2 count. Meckles sets with a glove at the chest. 2-2 pitch. Inside and low. Count runs full. Floyd again 0-3 as mentioned today. Tyler Collins, the leadoff batter awaiting on deck. Full count, Meckles is offering. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Cade Meckles with his first punch out of the day. Francisco Floyd takes a seat. One out and two on still for Tyler Collins. Tyler Collins, the leadoff batter, is 1-4. Had a stolen base in the fourth inning as well. As again, same spot scenario, basically. Two on, one out. Meckles with open base at first. Pitch delivered. Inside corner for a called strike at 74 miles an hour on the curveball, 0-1. Meckles not a high velo guy. He definitely can hum a mid-90s fastball in. He is more of a control freak, though, as we call him. Likes to hit his spots. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. This one's chopped towards first. It'll hook foul, though. Elko will field it and chuck it into the dugout. 0-2 count on Tyler Collins. Exposito is at third. Mekhi Backstrom at second. Ambiorius Tavares awaiting on deck. Clouds starting to roll in here at the ballpark. 0-2 count, one down. Meckel sets, looks in for the signs, 0-2. Just a bit inside, almost got the call. Just a bit inside, though. 1-2, trying to sneak a fastball in at 90 miles an hour. Tyler Collins, the lefty bat. 1-2 count. Meckles is pitch. This one's lifted in the air left field. Baldwin will camp under to make the grab on the run. Tagging up from third will be Exposito. Throw comes in. Play at the plate. Did he get the out? No. Exposito slides in safely. And it'll be a sacrifice fly for Tyler Collins. And it brings another run home. Two down in the inning. But scoring is Exposito. And it gives Augusta now an 8-7 lead as Luis Pineda is now irate. Headed to third will be Mekhi Backstrom. Meckles and Elko both having to talk to Pineda, who was not very happy. It looked like with the home plate umpire in Michael Corbett. Nonetheless, Ambiorius Tavares will step in with a runner on third. It looked like Pineda was arguing the call. Ball was still live, and Backstrom scurried to third on the play. So it's now 8-7, a sacrifice fly from Tyler Collins, puts the Green Jackets back on top. Again, Kannapolis has yet to lead in this ball game. They've only tied it twice in the third and seventh. Meckles sets, runner on third, two down. Here's the first to Tavares. It is up and in. 1-0 count now on the DH, Ambiorius Tavares. Very impressive athletic shortstop is Ambiorius Tavares, another top prospect of the Braves organization as he skies the 1-0. Fly ball center field. Weaver backtracks on the warning track. He'll make the grab deep in the gap for the out. A fly out into center for the third out of the top of the eighth inning, but Green Jackets go back on top. They lead 8-7 thanks to a sack fly from Tyler Collins. Eighth inning headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Wyatt Tapia, Joanna Bill, Laureano, Cabrera, Weaver due up against the new arm on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets. Layden Harper, 6'1", 176-pound, 21-year-old from Meridian, Mississippi, a former Southern Miss Golden Eagle. First pitch to Wyatt Tapia is a strike. 0-1 your count. Bottom of the eighth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 8-7 Augusta on top. Tapia chops the 0-1 towards the third base coach in Pat Leland. 0-2 your count. Bottom of the eighth, 0-2 count on Tapia. Landon Harper takes over as the fourth arm used. 0-2 count. Tapia lifts this one high and foul. 0-2 remains your count. Bottom eight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Q's running out of time. They have six outs to work with. They trail by one. They're out hitting Augusta 11-7. And what's been a onslaught of offense for both sides. Tapia will bloop this one foul down the first baseline. A bit of a odd spinning bloop. That hooks foul. 0-2 count still on Tapia. Landon Harper, the fourth arm used. Throws a fastball slider and a changeup. He last appeared earlier this week against Kannapolis. Three innings, he picked up the win. 14th round pick in 2022 out of Southern Miss. 0-2, righty's pitch. Check swing, Tapia goes around. It'll be a strikeout for Landon Harper. One down now in the frame. Joanna Villariano due up. Lariano will step in. Reached on a single in the third, a walk in the sixth. He struck out in the fourth. Again, he's had a good week of offense. First pitch from Harper is in there for a strike. 0-1 your count. Count pitch on the way from Harper. It's in there for a strike. 0-2. Count, Harper's offering inside to Lariano, 1-2. Close eye, there is Joinville working with a breaking ball. Harper's 1-2 inside to Lariano, 2-2. Harper working quickly. I can't even get any notes off him. I'm taking a peek trying to get you some notes on Landon Harper, and he's just working too quickly out here. Fastball slider changeup for the Southern Miss Golden Eagle product. 2-2 count. Here's the righty's offering to Lariano, up and in. Count will run full. A good at-bat for Joannabeal. He started out with an 0-2 count. He watched three balls pass him. 3-2 count, one down. Here's the righty's pitch. In there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Two strikeouts now. Landon Harper has sat him down. Two strikeouts. Cabrera Weaver will step in. Nobody on and two down. Bottom of the eighth, pitch delivered. Weaver chops this one towards the left side of the infield. McCabe, the third baseman, makes the play and fires to first in time for the out. It's a 5-3 ground out for the third out of the inning. And now the Q's are down to their final three outs. They'll have to go to the bottom of the ninth trailing. We'll see by how many, as the lead currently is 8-7 for the Augusta Green Jackets. Let's take a quick break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a...
David McCabe leads it off, top of the ninth inning here in Kannapolis. 8-7 here score. The Augusta Green Jackets on top. Cade Meckles back out on the bump. Top nine, Augusta leads despite being out hit 11-7 by the Q's. McCabe lifts the first pitch high and foul down the left field line. 0-1 your count on the third baseman McCabe. Celedonio and Clarno will follow in the order. Top nine, 8-7 your score. Augusta is on top. Meckles back out, his second inning of action, able to get out of the inning pretty much unscathed. He did allow the one run in the eighth, which he would be in line for the loss if Kannapolis is unable to come back. However, we'll see what comes of the bottom of the ninth. Pitch is up and in, 1-1 to McCabe. In the switch hitting Oshawa, Ontario native, former Charlotte 49er. 1-1 count, nobody out. Top nine, here's the pitch. This one's popped up a mile high in a shallow left field. Tapia after it, but Baldwin is going to have to drift over and make the grab on the run for the out. It'll be a fly out into left for David McCabe. He's the first out of the top of the ninth. Jeremy Celedonio due up. Jeremy Celedonio has reached on two walks. Other than that, a ground out and a line out is the right fielder in the cleanup spot for the Augusta Green Jackets. And clouds starting to roll in here at the ballpark. Meckles sets, working from the windup. With nobody on base, here's the pitch. Outside, 1-0, trying to sneak it by Jeremy Celedonio, the right fielder. Meckles' pitch is inside. 1-0 now moves to 2-0. Nick Clarno, the catcher, waiting on deck. 2-0 count, one down, top of the ninth. Here's the pitch from the righty. Low and outside, 3-0. Wind is now blustering out towards right. Meckles sets, 3-0 count to Celedonio. Pitch delivered. This one is lifted in the air, high and deep, and foul down the left field line. Count will move to 3-0. 3-1 on Celedonio. Favorable hitters count. Left fielder and Baldwin playing deep. 3-1 count. Meckles works from the line. Pitch delivered. Breaking ball upstairs. Ball four. Lost the grip on it, did Meckles, and he'll walk another batter. One on and one out for Nick Clarno, the catcher. Clarno, the catcher, steps in. He's reached base three times today. Last time up, he flew out to center to Cabrera Weaver. Pitch delivered by Meckles. A spun-in strike. Beautifully placed on a curveball, 0-1. Meckles from Grand Canyon. Ended up being drafted pretty high in 2020 in the fourth round. Pitch delivered in just a moment by Meckles, the 0-1. Low and outside, 1-1. Meckles taking his time, letting that pitch clock move down. Fourth round pick in 2020 in the shortened 2020 MLB draft. Only five rounds that year. And they expanded it to 20 after it had been 40. It had been 40 prior to 2020. There's a 1-1 check on the runner out in time. Move it to now a total of 1-1 on Nick Clarno. 2019 and prior, the draft was 40 rounds. They shortened it to 5 in 2020. And then 20 rounds from 2021 to beyond. 1-1 is a strike now, 1-2 on Nick Clarno. So still a good number of prospects you get. 20 draft picks, plus any competitive balance round selections and, of course, free agent signees. 1-2 count, pitch delivered. Clarno skies this one into center. Cabrera Weaver backtracks to his left into right center. He'll camp under to make the grab in deep. Right center for the out. Tagging up from first and sliding in safely at second will be Celedonio. He does move up on the flyout. So Clarno is the second out of the inning. He flies out to center again for Cabrera Weaver. And now Jair Casanova is going to get another turn with a runner on second and two down. You definitely want Cade Meckles to not allow another run to cross here. You only want to go into this bottom of the ninth inning, down by one. Meckles' first pitch is hacked at a miss by Casanova. He put every ounce of might he could into that swing, but he just missed an 86-mile-an-hour pitch from Meckles. 0-1 your count. Casanova with a heavy swing. 0-1 from the righty. Breaking ball inside and low, 1-1. E.J. Exposito waiting on deck. Meckles with a look at second base. Celedonio there with a good lead, 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Still a great crowd on hand. Kids around the bases postgame. Set to be a fun matchup. Set to be a fun time for kids here. 2-1 count, Meckles is offering. Upstairs, 3-1 on Casanova. Of course, a piggy bank giveaway, Bark in the Park. Today at Atriumelth Ballpark, all kinds of four-legged furry friends. Apparently, three puppies were adopted today on the concourse, so huge shout out to the families that adopted today. 3-1, big swing and a miss again from Casanova, 3-2. Three puppies adopted today. Of course, always good news. Full count, two down, top of the ninth. Green Jackets on top by one. Meckles and the Q's looking to send this one into the ninth. Down by one. 3-2 from Meckles. This one's lifted in the air left field. Baldwin will drift to his right. It should be a can of corn. Camp Sutter makes the grab for the out. And that is the third out of the top of the ninth inning. Well, here we go. Bottom of the ninth. The Q's trail by one to the Augusta Green Jackets. It should be a fun little ending we get here. Top of the order, Sprinkle, Camilletti, and Elko due up in the bottom of the ninth when we return on the Ballers, Baseball Network, and Valley Sports Live.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
To the bottom of the ninth we go. Jordan Sprinkle, Mario Camilletti, Tim Elko due up. Bottom of the ninth, 8-7 Augusta on top. Landon Harper still on the bump. And the Q's looking to come back and at least tie things to extend the game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch, swing and a miss. Landon Harper on the bump. It's 0-1 now on Sprinkle. Sprinkle 1-for-4 and a single in the first inning. Harper on the bump, 0-1. A check swing, Sprinkle goes around on it. 0-2 your count. Harper caught him with a slider down in the zone, it looks like. Sprinkle will call time. Harper on the bump. They'll reset the pitch clock for Jordan Sprinkle's opponent and Landon Harper on the bump. Sprinkle again, as mentioned, 1-for-4. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets him swinging and missing at a slider down in the zone. Sprinkle strikes out for the second time today. He's the first out. And now the Q's have two outs to work with. Camilletti and Elko do up. Mario Camilletti steps in. He's 1-for-4 today and an RBI double in the third. One of five RBIs brought home in that third inning. Pitch inside, 1-0 your count. That third inning, of course, for Kannapolis with five runs. It looked good. Pitch delivered. It's in there for a called strike, 1-1. Elko, the first baseman, awaiting on deck. A big spot for the Q's. Of course, tying run stepping to the plate. Every chance they get here. 1-1 from Harper. Camilletti lifts this one high and foul down the left field line. 1-2. 8-7 your score. Augusta on top over Kannapolis. The Q's actually out-hitting the Green Jackets 11-7 in this one, as Camilletti will swing and miss at the 1-2 for strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs swinging for Landon Harper. He has struck out a grand total of four of his five batters faced, and now the Q's down to their final out. Tim Elko is going to step in as the last hope for Kannapolis in this ballgame. Elko today, a multi-hit game. He's got a two-run homer in the third inning. He also had a single in the seventh. Pitch delivered is a strike, 0-1. Landon Harper, the Southern Miss Golden Eagle. Elko, the former Ole Miss Rebel. A couple college baseball arms from Mississippi, 0-1. This one's skied into right field. And it'll hook foul, and it'll end up on the concourse. And now the Q's are down to their final strike, 0-2 count. Two down, bottom of the ninth. Landon Harper on the bump, sets. Baldwin on deck. Here's the pitch from the righty. Check swing, did he go around? No, says our infield umpire. In Chris Jahnke. Count moves to 1-2. 1-2 count on Elko. Here's the pitch from the righty. Elko lifts this one into center field, but it's not deep enough. Collins will come in a couple steps and make the grab underneath it for out number three. And that will conclude today's ballgame here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A valiant effort from the Q's to come back, but they never get a lead today. All they can do is tie it at the most, and they'll send it into the next series as the Augusta Green Jackets best the Q's 8-7. They take 5-6 from Kannapolis this week. That'll send us into the next week in Fayetteville here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be back next week after the week in Fayetteville against the Carolina Mudcats in mid-May for the Augusta Green Jackets. They'll head to Charleston. They'll head home to face Charleston next week, and they will get the big-time win streak going again, as they had a four-game win streak going. Kannapolis snapped it last night with a win, and then they pick up right back where they left off, 8-7. Augusta takes this one. They take 5-6. We'll step aside for a few moments, have a quick post-game show here high atop the ballpark. We'll be right back here after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Welcome back into the broadcast booth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Kannapolis Cannonballers drop the series finale 8-7 with the Augusta Green Jackets here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Ballers move to now 13-12 on the season. Augusta moves to 12-14. A bit of a back-and-forth game at the most. The Qs unable to get a lead. They did, though, tie the game multiple times. They had 5 runs in the third and 2 in the seventh. They got 7 runs, but Augusta able to rattle off 8. They get the late run in the eighth. That sends them home happy to North Augusta, South Carolina. As for the Ballers today, the loss goes to Cade Meckles. The winner is Jared Johnson, the righty. And then Landon Harper picks up the 2-inning save out of the bullpen for Augusta. Notable performances before for both sides before we send you on your way. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. Thanks for spending it with us here in Kannapolis or on the broadcast, of course. Hope you had a great day. A couple of notable performances. 3 for 3 day at the plate for Bryce Willits with an RBI and a walk. He did have that home run again in that third inning off of Fuentes, his third of the season. A pretty much a mirror image of his day at the plate yesterday. He had a 3-hit day against the Green Jackets last night, a 3-hit day today as well. 3 hits for Bryce Willits, a 2-hit day for Tim Elko with 2 RBIs. He had a home run, his 7th of the season in the third inning. Again, the Qs picking up 2 homers in that third inning, even in the game at 5. 1-hit days for Sprinkle, Camaletti, Baldwin, Tapia, Laureano, and Weaver. A lot of offense, 11 hits total, 7 RBIs, 1 for Sprinkle, 1 for Camaletti, 2 for Elko, 2 for Baldwin, and 1 for Willits. The bottom of the order didn't get any RBIs going. They got on base, but nothing really could come in that bottom of the order from Pineda, Tapia, Laureano, or Weaver. Everything came from the top of the order, and everyone did well in today's game. For the most part, for the offense, just wasn't enough as Augusta got the edge late in the eighth inning. Two-thirds of an inning for Peyton Pauletti. Had a bit of a rough go of it today. Two-thirds of an inning, no hits, 3 runs all earned, 3 walks and a strikeout. He had 3 walks and a hit-by-pitch that really kind of put himself back and set himself back early in this one. That prompted an entry for Emerson Talavera. 2 1/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 3 punchouts. Manuel Veloz, 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. And then Cade Meckles gets the loss. 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 2 walks, and 1 strikeout. Other than that, a quick break here as we get things into Augusta's side. 7 hits, 8 RBIs. They do find themselves in a good spot. Tyler Collins with a sacrifice fly late and 1 for 4 with an RBI. That sack fly coming in the 8th inning, just enough for the Kannapolis Qs to fall 8-7 to the Green Jackets in this one. 1 for 4 with an RBI for David McCabe. 1 for 4 day with 2 RBI for Jair Casanova. A 3 for 4 day with 3 RBI for E.J. Exposito in this one. And then a 1 for 3 day with a run batted in for Mekhi Backstrom. That does put the Qs in a bit of a hole. 8 runs scored. 7 walks for the Augusta Green Jackets in this one. It just is too much in the day for the Kannapolis Qs to work with. 4 arms used by Augusta in this one. Fuentes, a 17-year-old righty, 2 2/3, 6 hits, 5 runs, a walk, and 2 punchouts. Harris goes an inning and a third, 1 hit, 1 strikeout, that's it. Johnson picks up the win. He's 2-1 in the year, 3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, and 6 punchouts. And then Landon Harper, with 2 shutdown innings out of the bullpen, picks up his first save on the year. 2 innings, 4 strikeouts, and that's it. In this one, a fantastic day's work for Landon Harper on the bump. Time of game, 2 hours and 40 minutes. Over 2,900 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark in this one. It was a beautiful day for baseball, and we'll set things up now as the Kannapolis Cannonballers will look to reset, and they'll head to Fayetteville for a 6-game set out at Sager Stadium in Southeast North Carolina. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers await. They have 4 games Tuesday through Friday at 7:05, next Saturday 5:05, and the next Sunday on Mother's Day will be a 2:05 start at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. As for the Augusta Green Jackets, they will head to back home to SRP Park and host the Charleston River Dogs for a 6-game set down in North Augusta, South Carolina. As for the Kannapolis Qs and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, we've had a fun time being the Kannapolis Qs this weekend. However, it is time to resume things and turn in the black and green and head back to the old red, white, and blue as the Kannapolis Cannonballers depart for a six-game set in Fayetteville. Again, on the Ballers Baseball Network, we are going to take the week off. We will not have any broadcasts in Fayetteville next week. Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey will take you the way out in Fayetteville. Be sure to go tune into their broadcast. They do a fantastic job out there. I give them the old stamp of approval from the Ballers Baseball Network and Dan Helody, of course, up here for all 66 home games and some road games. We'll be back on the road very soon, hopefully. But Fayetteville will be hosted by Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey. Be sure to tune in out there and keep in touch with your Kannapolis Cannonballers. If you joined us today here in Kannapolis, thanks for hanging out with us on a beautiful day for baseball. We hope you had a blast, and if you're on the broadcast, MILB.TV, free audio streams on kcballers.com, MILB First Pitch app, and of course, Valley Sports Live. We appreciate you tuning in. Hope you can join us next time here in Kannapolis. I'm Dan Helody saying thank you as I always do. I'll leave you like this. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Kannapolis drops this one 8-7 to Augusta. They'll look to reset and head to Fayetteville on Tuesday for a six-game set. We'll see you in this soon. We're back in home real soon, May 16th through 21st here at Atrium Health Ballpark against the Carolina Mudcats. Hope to see you then. Grab your tickets online or at the box office, and we'll see you real soon. Have a great Sunday, and enjoy the rest of it. Have a great one, everyone.